Chapter 2. Getting Married.
But why?
I whispered again and again. Why does Aunt Emily want to get married? She's 40 years old.
How old do you think he is?
Linda said. About 50 or 60, I replied. We were not allowed to talk at night, but it was safer to talk at night than any other time. Uncle Matthew usually fell asleep at dinner. He then slept in his office for an hour before going to bed. In the morning, Uncle Matthew woke up very early and did not care if other people were sleeping. He liked to walk around the house, shouting at the dogs and at anybody else who was awake. Breakfast for my uncle, my aunt, family and guests was always at 8 o'clock. You were never allowed to be late. On Christmas morning, Linda and I woke up and opened our presents. Jassy came into the bedroom. She wanted us to buy her presents. Jassy only cared about money because she was planning to escape. How much money do you have now, Jassy? I asked.
I have enough money to get to London and for a month and 2 days in a hotel, she replied.
Jassy at this time was 8 years old. My parents never spent Christmas with me, but they sent me glamorous presents every year. The Radlett children were very jealous. This year, my mother, who was in Paris, sent a glamorous hat and a gold bracelet. Aunt Sadie said they weren't presents for a child. My father sent a small horse.
Edward is so stupid, Uncle Matthew said. Aunt Emily's house is too small for a horse. Who is going to look after it?
Linda cried with jealousy.
It's not fair, she kept repeating.
Uncle Matthew shouted at Linda so loudly that she ran upstairs crying. The next day, we all went hunting before Aunt Emily and her future husband arrived. I was very worried. She was not my real mother, but she was my mother, and our house together was very calm and happy. I did not want that to end. It was raining heavily, and it was very cold. After a few hours, we all returned home. My right boot was filled with water, and I had a pain in my back, which was like a knife. I also looked awful. When we walked into the house, Aunt Sadie was standing by the fire, and Aunt Emily and a short young man were sitting on the sofa. He looked very kind and gentle.
"Hello, Fanny," Aunt Sadie and Aunt Emily said.
"Darling," Aunt Sadie said,
"can I introduce you to Captain Davy Warbeck?"
"Hello," I said.
He did not look like a captain.
"Please, call me Davy," he said.
"Oh, darling, you're very wet," Aunt Sadie said.
I remembered that I looked awful and quickly walked towards the stairs. Linda followed me to my bedroom.
"He doesn't look like a captain," Linda said, as we both got into bed.
After hunting, we had to rest in our beds for at least 2 hours.
"He doesn't look very strong. I can't imagine him killing Germans with an enormous spade."
"Uncle Matthew will hate him," I said.
"Yes," Linda replied, laughing. "He'll probably tell him to sleep outside."
However, we were disappointed because Uncle Matthew liked Davy Warbeck very much. Uncle Matthew never changed his mind once he had met someone,
and Davy was welcomed into the family.
He's very clever,
Uncle Matthew said to Linda and me before dinner.
He writes books, plays the piano, nothing is difficult for him.
At dinner, everybody was staring at Davy. Uncle Matthew was right. He was very clever and very interesting. He talked to Aunt Sadie about gardens, plants and flowers, topics which were unknown at Alconley. It seemed strange that a man who lived in London knew the names of flowers and plants. After the conversation, he took a small box from his pocket. Inside the box, there was a large pill, which he put into his mouth with some water. "It's good for my body," he said. He seemed to know a lot about food, too. When dinner arrived, he quietly refused the meat, because the chef had cooked it twice. He then took two more pills. "Wonderful bread," he said, not wanting to sound rude. At the end of the table, Uncle Matthew and Aunt Emily were arguing. Uncle Matthew and Aunt Emily always argued, but you could see that Uncle Matthew liked her. He always liked people who shouted back at him. They were arguing about the education of women.
"I don't think that Fanny's school is as good as you think it is. I've heard her say some strange things in the last few days,"
Uncle Matthew said. "Yes, she probably has," Aunt Emily replied calmly. "But she also learns a lot of useful things. She's enjoying her education."
"Education? What is this education? Fanny uses the wrong words for things. She has sugar in her coffee. And if she is ever lucky enough to find a husband, she will call his father and mother. Will this wonderful education make her husband happy? Probably not."
A lot of men would find it more annoying to have a wife who had never heard of George III, Aunt Emily replied.
"You don't have to go to school to know who George III was. Anyway, who was he, Fanny?"
Uncle Matthew said, turning his head towards me.
"He was a king. He went mad," I said, frightened.
Uncle Matthew always scared me the most when he asked me a question. Uncle Matthew laughed unkindly.
"She has legs like poles from playing sports, and she's the worst horse rider that I've ever seen."
I began to cry, worried that I had embarrassed Aunt Emily.
"She's lucky that she'll have £15,000 a year," he said.
Aunt Emily gave Uncle Matthew a very angry look. I knew I was an heiress, but Aunt Emily did not like to talk about it. "That does not matter," Aunt Emily said. "Yes, Fanny might be an heiress, and in the future, she'll have money from her parents. But the world is becoming more modern, so maybe she'll work for her own money one day. If she does, then she'll be a more interesting and happier person if she..."
"If she knows that George III was a king and went mad,"
Uncle Matthew shouted. He turned towards Davy.
"Anyway, would you like some port, Captain?"
"No port, no, thank you. Such a nice drink, but I must refuse. It's not good for my stomach."
"Ah, have you drunk a lot of port in your life?"
Uncle Matthew said. "Oh, not me. I've never tried it," Davy replied.
"Well, I'm sure the children know the news now," Aunt Sadie said,
interrupting their conversation.
You probably think that it's funny, Davy said, when old people like us get married.
Oh, no, of course not, we all said at once.